Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Look out, Willis. Here we come.
Who's we?
Me and my stomach. So hungry I could eat a horse.
Well, we can really cook them breakfast. That's what it's gonna taste like.
Here you go. I hope you like bacon and eggs.
Eggs? They look more like fried Frisbees.
Hey, this bacon is still alive. I just heard it go oink.
Fine, the next time you guys can cook your own breakfast.
We will
if we live past this one.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Mr. Drummond.
Where's Mrs. Garrett?
She's still in bed.
Oh, that's right. She was out celebrating with some friends last night. Maybe she came in late.
She must be getting her beauty sleep.
Oh, my hand. Oh, my stomach. Oh, my goodness. Oh!
Excuse me, kids. I don't think Mrs. Garrett's feeling very well. Why don't you just have a seat, Mrs. Garrett? I'll start some coffee.
Thanks, Mr.
Drummond.
I would have gotten it eventually. Tell me, are my eyes red?
Only the white part. Looks like you had quite an evening.
Oh, you heard of the 3-martini lunch? I had the 6-martini dinner.
6? How did you get home?
I was hoping you could tell me that.
Well, that doesn't sound like you, Mrs. Garrett. You're not a drinker. Why did you do that?
Oh, I guess I was depressed. I was with 2 of my nearest and dearest friends.
What'd they do, stick you with a check?
No, but they sure stuck me. You see, Rose and Louise and I grew up together in Wisconsin. Now Rose is the head buyer of a big department store, and Louise is manager of a cosmetic company. And all night long they were talking about their jobs, and it all was very exciting. And all I could talk about was what detergent made my blues bluer and my whites whiter. And for the first time in my life, I felt like all I am is just a housekeeper.
What do you mean, all you are is just a housekeeper? You're the best.
Oh, thanks.
Even if you are putting tea in the coffee pot.
Oh, dear, I'm so out of it, I don't even know which pot to tea in. I mean, you know what I mean.
Look, I'll make the coffee. You go sit with the kids. I'll bring you some orange juice.
Thanks, Mr. Drummond. Oh, and Mr. Drummond, I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell the kids that I had too much to last night.
Of course, I understand.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Mrs. Garrett.
Boy, you look like you really tied one on.
What do you mean, tied one on?
You know.
Now, look, kids, Mrs. Garrett isn't feeling very well this morning. It's probably one of those flu bugs. They're going around.
Forget it. They know.
Oh.
How do you feel, Mrs. Garrett?
I feel like my tongue is wearing a green sweater.
Oh. That's for me.
Oh. It's just the phone.
Oh, to you it's just the phone, but to my head it's 7.5 on the Richter scale.
Phyllis, is that for me about my slumber party tonight?
No.
Well, I think I better start getting my things together. Excuse me.
Certainly.
Slumber party? With a bunch of screaming girls in their pajamas, who's gonna get any sleep?
Arnold, you just don't understand about girls.
I understand enough to know that no girl's gonna come between me and my electric trains.
Arnold, girls may puzzle you a little bit right now, but one day when you're growing up, you'll be completely confused.
Hey, Mr. Drummond, my survival trip to the mountains is back on.
Terrific, Willis.
What survival trip?
My whole class is going on a wilderness survival trip. It's my first one.
Oh, Willis, you're a city boy. You have to learn to walk before you can run. What do you know about survival in the wilderness?
He knows plenty about survival. He's been riding the subways all his life.
He'll do fine, Mrs. Garrett. It'll do him good to get up in the mountains and rough it.
What if he gets lost or hurt or runs out of food?
He'll do what the pioneers did. He'll eat a snake.
Snake?
Okay, he'll just make a belt out of it. If he's gonna starve, at least his pants won't fall down.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Garrett. Willis is man enough to take care of himself.
Hey, Mr. Drummond. Can I go on a trip, too? Since I plan on being a man myself one day.
No way. You're too young.
Definitely not.
Since the vote is so close, I'd like a recount.
I got to pack because they're picking me up in an hour.
Mr. Drummond, you're not going to let Willis go on a survival trip in the rain.
Rain?
The Weather Bureau predicted a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, but the Weather Bureau doesn't have my elbow. It's been sending out small craft warnings all morning.
If I had an elbow like that, David Brinkley would be saying, "And now, back to you, Arnold."
Well, I say you shouldn't go, Willis.
And I say he should.
No, he shouldn't.
Yes, he should. And I'll say it again.
Hold it, Mr. D. It's Miss Garrett's turn.
Willis, finish your breakfast and then go and pack. May I see you in the kitchen, Mrs. Garrett?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mrs. Garrett, I know you had a rough night last night, and I'm sorry about that, but I do not like to be contradicted in front of the children.
Oh, I see. I was wrong last night.
About what?
Well, when my friends were talking about their important jobs, I kept telling myself that I was more than just a housekeeper, that I was a homemaker, but I'm not.
Look, Mrs. Garrett, I only meant don't contradict me in front of the children. Of course you're more than a housekeeper. Don't be silly.
Oh, no, I'm a silly housekeeper.
Oh, no, not silly. I meant you're being overly sensitive.
Oh, no, I'm a silly, oversensitive housekeeper.
One pocket knife?
Check.
One compass?
Check.
One portable television set?
Check. Hold it, Willis. What are you going to do, plug it into a tree?
You're right. I'll leave it. One sleeping bag?
Check. Willis, how do I sleep in this thing without getting all wrinkled up?
You unroll it, get in, and zip it up to your neck.
But what if the zipper sticks and you have to go to the John?
I'll zip it up to my knees.
Fellas.
Hi.
Hey, Arnold, you want to do me a favor?
Sure.
You want to sit on this so I can get it locked?
Hey, what have you got in there?
Oh, just some makeup and stuff I need for the slumber party tonight.
You packed 100 pounds of lipstick for one night?
Arnold, I still can't get it locked. You just don't weigh enough.
Maybe I weigh more standing up.
No, I still can't get it locked.
Hey, can I give you kids a hand?
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, we need something a little bit bigger than a hand.
Huh? Yeah, now. That did it. That's bigger than a hand.
Hey, Willis, how about clearing that stuff off so I can change the sheets?
Mrs. Garrett, couldn't you do it later?
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Now you're giving me orders, too.
No, I wasn't. Just that we're in a hurry to get going.
We're sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, too, Willis. I'm just not feeling well today.
I've had days like that, too. And there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Grab a glass of milk and hit them cookies till the blues go away.
Yeah, thank you, but I don't think it would do me any good.
Come on, Mrs. Garrett, cheer up.
Hey, I know a way to cheer Mrs. Garrett up. Arnold, do your imitation of a werewolf.
Willis, do you... Mrs. Garrett, what is the matter?
We're cheering her up.
I don't think it's working.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Drummond.
I understand. This just isn't your day.
It isn't my century.
Well, you're just a little uptight right now. That happens to all of us. Hey, why don't you take the day off?
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Drummond, but I don't think that's the answer to my problem.
Well, take a week off, 2 weeks. Look, take a vacation.
Vacation? Maybe that's a good idea.
Of course.
A permanent one.
What do you mean?
Mr. Drummond, I've just decided I quit.
Mrs. Garrett, I can't believe you're serious about quitting.
You can't quit, Mrs. Garrett. You're going to walk right on us just like
Mrs. Garrett, is this because we disagreed about Willis?
Oh, no, sir.
Aw, please stay. We'll keep our room spotless, I promise.
Me too.
Could you settle for 2 out of 3?
It's Mr. Drummond. I love you. I'm not quitting you. I'm quitting being just a housekeeper. I have a world of experience to share, but I have no authority here, no position.
But of course you do, Mrs. Garrett.
No, you're all so self-sufficient, you really don't need me. And I've reached a point in my life where I need a change.
Know what you mean? After 1 year of third grade, I was ready to call it quits myself.
I've got to take charge of my life and prove something to myself. And I'd better leave right away before I change my mind.
Don't go, Mrs. Garrett. Please stay, Mrs. Garrett.
Couldn't you at least wait until tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kimberly and Willis will be back, and we can all say goodbye properly.
Please wait, Mrs. Garrett.
Come on. If you don't wait till tomorrow, I'll hold my breath until I turn blue.
Stop, Arnold. I'll wait until tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrett.
Boy, holding my breath is tough. I wonder how my goldfish does it.
I wish I could talk you out of going, Mrs. Garrett. But obviously you're doing something that you feel you have to. So, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, Mr. Drummond. But I still think Willis shouldn't go on that trip. My elbow says it's going to rain, and there's a windstorm coming up in my knees.
Okay. Thank you very much. Willis, the bus is here to pick you up.
He'll be right down.
Yeah, Willis is coming, Daddy.
Okay.
Here I come. Here I come.
How are you going to climb up a mountain when you can't even walk down the stairs?
Are you kidding? His backpack is light as a feather.
If that's what feathers are like, I don't see how the chickens can lug him around.
Give me a little help with that, Willis.
Well, I'm okay.
Oh. Up you come. Up. There. How's that? Okay.
Well, so long, Mr. Dean.
So long, Willis.
So long, Kimberly. So long, Arnold.
Hi.
So long, Mrs. Garrett. And you wait for me, you promise?
I promise, honey. Willis, you be careful. Don't eat any funny-looking berries or anything funny-looking, especially if it moves.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo! Oh! Oh. So long. Take your last look at Willis, the city boy who's never climbed a tree. And get ready for the return of Willis of the Wilderness, better known as Bigfoot of Harlem. Well, check y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Whoa.
Easy. Easy does it. Have fun, Willis.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Okay, listen, we'll help you, okay?
Yes, it won't tip over in the elevator.
Okay. Well, if I do say so myself, it looks pretty good.
Yep. This is the way I like to camp out. In total luxury.
I'm with you.
This is a great idea of yours, Miss Garrett.
Well, I figured Kimberly wasn't using her tent.
I also know why they call this a pup tent.
Why is that?
Smells like 10 puppies once lived in here.
That's mildew. Old tents always smell like that.
How come you know so much about camping, Miss Garrett?
Oh, well, I was born and raised on a farm. Three brothers. Oh, camping's my middle name. Well, I think we're all set here.
We're almost all set. We don't have no campfire to sit by and tell ghost stories.
Oh, no, but we could sit around an electric toaster.
Yeah, a toaster. But it's still not like a real survival trip. There are no animals to scare you.
I can take care of that. Get back in the tent, Arnold, and shut the door.
What kind of animal is that?
That's a cricket.
Oh, what's his problem?
Oh, he makes that noise by rubbing his hind legs together.
Oh. What's he rubbing together now?
Oh, Arnold, get inside. Look, there's a great big wild bear.
Help! Save
me! Another hangover, Mrs. Garrett?
That was just my honey bear. You should see my grizzly.
I'm really grateful for your staying with Arnold tonight, Mrs. Garrett. Thank you.
Mr. D, what do you want to go to the opera for? With all those people screaming and running around in that long underwear.
No, Arnold. They wear their long underwear in the ballet.
Oh. Drummond residence.
Mrs. Garrett, how can you leave us? You can see we can't make it without you.
Well,
Mr. Drummond, it's a new housekeeper from that agency that you had called.
Would you mind calling back tomorrow, please? Thank you.
Couldn't wait till I was out of the house, huh?
Well, I do have a family to think of.
If you'll excuse me. The bear is going to her room to hibernate till she leaves tomorrow.
Is that what they mean by bad timing, Mr. D?
The worst, Arnold. The worst.
I still don't understand why Miss Garrett is leaving.
Well, you see, Arnold, she's trying to find herself.
Why doesn't she just look in the mirror?
No, it's a lot more complicated than that, Arnold. You see, it has to do with what you've done with your life and what you want to do with your life. But you can't always do, because that's life.
What you talking about, Mr. D?
Arnold, did you ever hear of a man named Sigmund Freud?
No.
Good. You just keep it that way. Okay. Your move, Arnold.
Now king me.
But you said you didn't know how to play checkers.
That was before you bet a nickel. When there's heavy money involved, I'm a killer.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Oh, Kimberly, how was the slumber party?
Oh, it was terrific. We didn't sleep all night. Did Willis have a good time on his overnight?
I don't know yet. He ain't back. He's 2 hours late.
2 hours and 43 minutes. Not that that's anything to worry about. Okay, let's finish our game of chess.
Checkers.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm glad to see you're home safe, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Drummond, there's a terrible storm in the mountains.
Where'd you get that news from, your elbow or your knee?
No, I got it from Mr. Grossman.
Who's that?
Well, he's the principal of Willis's school. I just called him. He's frantic. He hasn't heard from the boys. He thinks they may be lost.
We gotta do something.
I know. I'm going to call him back in 20 minutes.
All right, now look. We're not going to be governed by Mr. Grossman's panic. We'll be governed by my panic. I'm going to call the police. Oh,
Willis!
There he is! Willis, where have you...
Come on.
My goodness, we were just talking about you. Come on. Sit down over here. Willis, we have been worried sick about you.
How do you feel?
I'm numb all over.
Did you see any bears and snakes and mountain lions?
All I saw was one turtle that looked like it was heading for a motel. We got lost. We never ate. And there was a mudslide. It rained.
But did you have a good time?
Gee, Willis, you look terrible.
And I look better than I feel.
Poor baby. He has a fever of 101.5.
How can you tell that by just feeling it? Oh, I know. Your hand has been listening to your elbow.
Don't you worry, Willis. I'll have you feeling okay in a minute.
Miss Garrett. Me and Willis knew a lady that was a lot like you.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. She used to take us to the park and to the movies, just like you do.
Well, that's nice.
And she was just a housekeeper, too.
Just a housekeeper? Who was that, Arnold?
Our mama.
Yeah. You and our mama are a lot alike.
Gee, Mrs. Garrett, what will we ever do without you?
She's right, Mrs. Garrett. We really need you. You're a part of this family, and a part that we always want to hear from.
Well, then you're going to hear from me now. Willis?
Hmm?
Upstairs and out of those wet clothes.
Okay,
Kimberly, help Willis. Mr. Drummond, I want you to take that luggage away from the stair. And Arnold, you can... answer the phone.
Drummond's residence. Oh, Mr. Drummond, it's that housekeeper that phoned last night.
Oh, Arnold, honey, you just tell her the position has been filled. Permanently.
The position has just been filled. Permanently.
Honey, I was looking for something important to do with my life. And I was doing it all the time.
Mr. Drummond, can we play camping out in the middle of the living room again?
Oh, sure, Arnold. I'll even join you.
Only this time, I'll be the bear.
Oh.
Right for you, may not be right for some, but they strokes it takes. Different strokes to move.